Welcome to Immigration on the Canadian Prairies podcast, a place where we will look at immigration, education, careers, healthcare, technology, childcare, anything that will help you to live your best life when you choose to immigrate to Western Canada. If this sounds like something that sparks your interest, then stick around. I am your host, Lindsay Rupnik, and you are listening to Immigration on the Canadian Prairies podcast. Hey everyone, welcome to Immigration on the Canadian Prairies. And I hope you are having a fabulous day. I know I am. Now, just a quick reminder for all the skilled workers who are looking to immigrate to Canada, I want to remind you of the five fundamental guides that I have created for you with you in mind. So this is basically a guide that goes over everything that you should be preparing yourself for to apply for immigration to Canada. So head on over to 100thMeridianImmigration.ca/goal and download it. It's complimentary and has a lot of great stuff that will really help you along your journey to Canada. So today is Tidbit Thursday, and I love these days because I can either pick an immigration program to talk to you about or some career advice. And in my last episode, I talked about Steinbach, and Steinbach, Manitoba is a really progressive community and they love business development. So I thought, you know what would really complement the Steinbach episode from Monday is the startup visa program. And that's what we are going to talk about today. It is the startup visa program that's delivered by Immigration, Refugee and Citizenship Canada. All right. So let's learn a little bit more about it. Now, if you've ever had an innovative business idea and feel it would be a great fit for Canada, then definitely keep on listening. And even if you haven't, maybe this episode will provoke some thoughts within you or a discussion between you and your friends, and you may just very well come up with a business that will suit the startup visa program. Okay, so let's go over what you need to participate in Canada's startup visa program. Now, first off, this program targets immigrant entrepreneurs with the skills and potential to build businesses in Canada. And these businesses need to be innovative, they need to create jobs for Canadians, and they must be able to compete on a global scale. And in order to be eligible for the startup visa, I'm going to go over really quickly the four qualifiers that you need, and then we're going to delve a little bit more into them. So, in order to qualify for the startup visa program, you must have a qualifying business. You must get a letter of support from a designated organization, which we'll talk about in a bit. You must meet the language requirements and bring enough money to settle. So not only proof of funds for you to settle in Canada, in addition, it has to be to your investment funds as well. So again, let's look a little more closely at these qualifiers. So first off, and in simultaneously with the second point that we talk about, you must have a qualifying business. And this means that the qualifying business you created has to meet the following conditions. At the time, you get a commitment from a designated organization. Each applicant needs to hold 10% or more of the voting rights attached to all shares of the corporation outstanding at that time. And a little quick note is that actually five people can apply as owners. So if you and a friend or a colleague or a family member have an idea, then he, she, or they can actually participate in this as well. So you can involve more than yourself in this journey. As well, you as the applicants and the designated organization must jointly hold more than 50% of all the total voting rights attached to all shares of the corporation outstanding at that time. Further down the road, at the time when you receive your permanent residence, you must be acting as the ongoing management of the business from within Canada. You also have to be an essential part of the operations, and it must be happening in Canada as well, those operations. And this business must be incorporated in Canada. All right, so let's go on to probably the second part and most complicated part. So again, I'm going to put a link in the show notes so you can read it because it is a business strategy program. So you should be very organized and know this program inside and out, but I'm just going to briefly touch on what it means for a designated organization to be involved so you just have a general idea. Okay, so not only must you have a viable business idea that can compete globally and it must be located in Canada and you know, employ Canadians, you must also get a letter of support from a designated organization, as I previously mentioned. A designated organization really means that it is a business group that has been approved to invest in or support possible startups. So if you go on to the Startup Visa Program webpage, you will see the list of basically business groups that have been approved by the federal government to participate. So you just can't go and select your own. You actually have to go through the list and find one that is interested in your concept or idea and work with them. So to apply for the Startup Visa Program, your business idea or venture must get support from one or more of the following type of organizations. So it can be a venture capital fund, it could be angel investor group, or it could be a business incubator, or as just mentioned, a combination. Now, designated organizations are business groups, as I just said, that are approved in Canada to invest in or support possible startups through the Startup Visa Program. And so basically, it's whoever you decide to go through, and here's what you must be able to secure as your investment when you work with each of these funds. So for example, if the investment comes from a designated Canadian venture capital fund, you must secure a minimum investment of $200,000 Canadian. If the investment comes from a designated Canadian angel investor group, you must secure a minimum investment of $75,000 Canadian. Now, the thing you also must keep in mind, and this might be a more viable option, but it still is complex, is you don't need to secure a financial investment from a business incubator. You must be accepted, though, into a Canadian business incubator program. And there are quite a few of them on the list as well. Now, let's move on to the language requirements. And this is really important because if you think about it, you will be needing to communicate with a variety of people throughout your development of your business, and especially in the requirement to work with a venture, angel, or incubator, there will be a group of people that you will need to communicate pretty much on a daily basis, and they'll either be communicating to you in either English or French, whatever group decides to invest in you and work with you. So you must be prepared to meet the language requirements. Now, basically, they're doing this, the federal government, so they can see you succeed in Canada. So you must take a language test from an approved agency and include the results with your application. If you do not include the results with your application, I can pretty much guarantee you that IRCC, Immigration Canada, will return it. So you must meet the minimum level of the Canadian language benchmark of 5. And as I just mentioned, it can be either in French or English in all these four areas. So you must be able to have a CLB of 5 in speaking, reading, listening, and writing. So again, as usual, and in my last couple of episodes, it really, like, especially in my agri-food pilot that I reviewed and the RINP, the Rural Immigration Northern pilot, I put these links as well, but I will do it again for English, for ECA, and so on and so forth. So you don't have to be traveling all over the IRCC website to find it yourself. You can just click on the links and that will take you directly to what you need to know. All right. So if you do not meet the minimum language requirements, your application will get refused. I get asked this a lot for any program. They'll say, well, I do have a CLB of 4, so isn't that good enough? No, when IRCC requires a certain Canadian language benchmark, that's the requirement. There's no way around it. So you will need, for this program specifically, a CLB of 5 in speaking, reading, listening, and writing. So once you have that, or even prior, I would strongly suggest that you ensure you have enough money to settle in Canada. Now, keep in mind that the Government of Canada does not give financial support to new startup visa immigrants. When you apply, you will need to give proof that you have the money to support yourself and your dependents after you arrive in Canada, and you cannot borrow this money from another person. The amount of money you need really depends on the size of your family, and IRCC really updates these proof of funds every year. So if you're listening to this in October of 21, you might want to check the proof of funds LICO website to ensure that it has not increased. And as I just said, it will increase, so make sure you have the money that you need. So now you're saying, Lindsay, well, how much money do I need to bring? So I'm going to give you kind of two different takes from it. So you need enough money to prove, as I just said, to support your family, as well as you need investment dollars. So let me give you an example for that. So in addition to the startup visa funds, a certain amount of money will be required. If you are a single person, then you will need to show that you have $13,213. And let's say if you're bringing a family of four, including yourself, you will need $24,553 Canadian dollars. However, to mix this up for you and to make it a little bit more complicated, you need to consider something else though. If you want to apply for a work permit while waiting for immigration approval of the startup visa, you will need to have a lot more money than what I just said. So in addition to the startup visa funds that you will need to have, if you would like to apply for a work permit, you will then need to have, if you're a single, $25,338 for that permit, just to show the government you have that. You don't need to give it to the government. You just need to show you have it. And again, I like using a family of four because that's the common number of family members. That's including yourself. So if you're applying for a work permit and you're bringing your family, then a family of four proof of funds is at the time of airing is $47,084 Canadian. But the best advice I can give you is to bring as much money as possible when you choose to immigrate to Canada. Because beyond the funds you will need to finance the business and settlement funding, and even if you are earning a great wage, you can really expect that half of your take-home pay will be used for household expenses. So this will be, you know, for your rent or your mortgage, your heating and other utilities, your cost of food, your clothing, health insurance, because for the first 3 months, most provincial programs do not insure newcomers with our health insurance. So keep that in mind, as well as transportation you need to consider for costs. All right. So we've reviewed what you need for the basic part of applying. And let's review it really quickly. So if you have a bona fide business idea backed up with a suitable designated investor and you achieve the minimum scores for your CLB and have funds necessary that you can prove to the Canadian government, which is settlement, as well as investment, then you bet you are ready to apply for a startup visa. Now, as I mentioned, I will not go into the full application process because it is quite complex. However, I'm going to leave you with this in mind. In order to make sure you have a complete application, you must answer all the questions, sign your application, all the forms. So you must make sure you sign and date everything. You must ensure that you're paying the processing fees and attach a copy of the receipts to your application, and you include all supporting documentation that IRCC requests. Because again, I can guarantee you that if you forget something, Immigration Canada will return your application back to you, and it will be up to you to fix any errors and resubmit it. So they aren't going to hold it in line and say, you applied on such a date, so they're just going to send it back. You fix the error, and then they put you back where you were. They will send it back to you, and you will have to start from day one in terms of resubmitting. So the final question I usually get asked is, how long does it take for an intending immigrant entrepreneur to go through this process? Well, if an entrepreneur has a viable startup business project, it will take about 4 to 6 months to secure a commitment certificate or letter of support from a designated entity that we talked about earlier. And once a letter of support is received, the application for permanent residence can be submitted. So it will take approximately 18 months to finalize the application to issuing the visa. All right. So if you have any more questions about that, feel free. I'm going to leave my email in the show notes. I always say that I leave a lot of connecting links for you in the show notes as well, so I don't leave you stranded. And if you have a great business idea, I really hope that you look at the Canadian Prairies as your choice, because we love entrepreneurs out on the Canadian Prairies, and there is a lot of opportunity for entrepreneurs to grow and succeed.
Well, that's a wrap, my friends. Short and sweet as always. I appreciate you taking the time to learn more about the Canadian Prairies and information that could be important to you on your immigration journey. I will leave you with some links in the show notes for you that relate to this podcast. Also, do not forget to download your Canadian Immigration Goal Worksheet at 100thMeridianImmigration.ca/goal. This is a great resource to help you work towards your dream of immigrating to Canada. If you are interested in learning more about the topic in this episode, would like to receive more information on life on the prairies, or just further immigration career tips, then connect with me, your Canadian Prairie Girl, at immigration@100meridian.ca. Until next time, my friends, live rural, live well.
And the road still winds through this prairie sunrise. Got mountains to my left, and wheat fields to my right. Country roads, I've been searching all this time, and I think I'm almost home. And all the time, time it takes to pass my past, and just live and be glad.